This next poem, by the way, most of the things I write about are things that go on. There's enough madness around without imagining anything. This is about my first romance. I was 15, and the girl's name was, well, Regina Klinkhammer, but she got to be known as Kenny Klinkhammer. And she rode a motorcycle, and guys and people would not only ride on the same motorcycle, they would not ride on the same pack with her. But you see, I was 15 at the time, and I didn't know. I thought it was great, you know, what do I know? I figured she knew what she was doing. She didn't. When I was 15, you were 19, getting me drunk in a low-slung back of a 49 Olds that never took us anywhere. Rum and coke, you'd sing, until I OD'd, trying to fit my head out the half-opened window. Do you remember old cars, by any chance? Like, old cars, like, I don't know why, but the windows only rolled down on the back halfway. And true. And I think, in one way or another, it is responsible for more misshapen heads than anything else, despite what the government will tell you. Okay, we're getting back now. I had my head out the window. Now we're going somewhere else. Then into grass when spring came, onto the back of your cycle, for zigzag midnight rides, huddled against your cracked leather, fingers numb from the morning frost. Back to the city, up the broken cement steps like the mouth of an old man, down that grease-yellow hall to your constantly unlocked door, struggling with our clothes, stumbling over shadows, my head spinning with the room, you whirling beneath me like a deranged Ferris wheel. The smell of gasoline upon your body, I became addicted. I move against your warm back, the spinning stops. Together we cruise down dark country roads, slick from the rain.